Gene Siskel died Saturday of complications from a brain tumor. He was the leaner half of the Siskel and Ebert movie reviewing team, an unlikely television partnership between two critics who wrote for rival Chicago newspapers. Their collaboration spanned 24 years. Roger Ebert eulogized Siskel in Sunday's Chicago Sun-Times. He wrote, "It was unnatural for two men to be rivals 6 days of the week and sit down together on the seventh. But over the years, respect grew between us, and it deepened into friendship and love." Terry Gross spoke with Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert 3 years ago in Chicago before a live audience.
Let's start with the pros and cons of being a part-time couple. What?
Better than full-time.
Does that work for you, or are there times that you feel that the dynamics of the relationship kind of ever get in the way of what you want to do, or do you think it
I've enjoyed working with Gene over the years, and I think that what we do, we couldn't do apart. I mean, the dialectic is the whole point of our show. The thing that does bother me sometimes is that people tend to treat us as the two-headed film critic, as if we are one person. We were in a Steven Spielberg movie once. We were a dragon named Siskbert. And I would like to, I'm sure that I speak for Gene as well, I would like to be thought of as a completely freestanding individual person. Full service, one-stop film criticism. You can get it from me, you can get it from Gene. And then we come together once a week on the set instead of constantly being asked, where's your partner, as if somehow they're surprised to see you at the movies by yourself.
Right. I want to
doesn't
talk,
bother me at all. Not one bit.
Has the relationship changed over the years?
The relationship bothers me, but not the confusion of... let me tell you what it's like. Roger's had one job, basically, for 29 years. Actually, 28 years, 11 months, and only a couple days. I've had...
Ask him square roots. He can do those,
very
too.
Good. Very good. I've had one job for 26 years and 5 months. And it's a job that requires you to be judgmental. You're judgmental all the time. Now, I'm sitting here in front of people who are bright and are judgmental, but I'm talking, with all respect to all of you who I don't know, we're talking about really judgmental all the time. And who do you think in the world, what object in the world do you think that we're the most judgmental about other than ourselves? For you listeners, mutual pointing at each other. And it really, we're rough on each other, real rough.
We're friends who fight all the time over everything.
I think it's a little more complex than that.
We'll
I think it's more closer to a sibling rivalry, and we both
of the
think
two
we're the
statements,
smarter,
we're friends
brother.
And we fight all the time over everything. Which part of those do you think could be more complex?
Well, we'll probably get back to this okay. A little bit later. I'd like to go through some firsts, like do a little like film biography of each of you. So let's move through these quickly. The first film you actually remember seeing in a movie theater.
Well, it would probably be a Disney picture. And the one that stands out for me for the emotional impact was Dumbo. Specifically, the sequence where Mrs. Jumbo is chained up. It's a beautiful sequence. The laughter is misplaced. It's a laughter on the title, but it's one of the most beautiful, powerful sequences in the movies. And that is, of course, when Mrs. Jumbo is... We're talking about separation between child and mother. And... she sings, later will sing with her trunk woven in through the bars, one of the most beautiful lullabies, Baby Mine. Clearly, every child fears, and the Disney animated features always play on it, parental loss. And that was a very powerful thing for me growing up.
Gene Siskel and Roger Ebert speaking with Terry Gross in 1996. Gene Siskel died Saturday. He was 53. For Terry Gross, I'm Barbara Bogave.